party. Throw me out, throw me out. Without a doubt, without a doubt. You're more than a friend,
more than a friend.
You're a confidant.
Yeah, I can introduce you to the best cleaner alive. Every now and then we all go through a little strife. But if you let him, he will change your life.
Now I can hear you saying that life's been rough.
Oh yeah,
you've been going through a whole lot of stuff.
God specializes
in the impossible.
Impossible.
Just trust and believe.
Yeah.
His grace is more than enough.
I'm your host, Kel Marvet. I'd like to thank everyone for joining us this morning. Hope everyone is ready for this brand new day. Be sure to be safe out there. By all means, please do not text while driving once you arrive safely to your destination. Before we go into our musical lineup, we like to do our spoken word spotlight, and our featured poet this morning is Jefferson Bethke.
What if I told you Jesus came to abolish religion? What if I told you voting Republican really wasn't his mission? What if I told you Republican doesn't automatically mean Christian, and just because you call some people blind doesn't automatically give you vision? I mean, if religion is so great, why has it started so many wars? Why does it build huge churches but fails to feed the poor? Tell single moms God doesn't love them if they've ever had a divorce, but in the Old Testament, God actually calls religious people whores. Religion might preach grace, but another thing they practice, tend to ridicule God's people, they did it to John the Baptist. They can't fix their problems, and so they just mask it, not realizing religion's like spraying perfume on a casket. See, the problem with religion is it never gets to the core. It's just behavior modification, like a long list of chores. Like, let's dress up the outside, make it look nice and neat. But it's funny, that's what they used to do to mummies while the corpse rots underneath. Now I ain't judging. I'm just saying, quit putting on a fake look. Because there's a problem if people only know that you're a Christian by your Facebook. I mean, in every other aspect of life, you know that logic's unworthy. It's like saying you play for the Lakers just because you bought a jersey. See, this was me too, but no one seemed to be onto me. Acting like a church kid while addicted to pornography. See, on Sunday I'd go to church, but Saturday getting faded, acting if I was simply created to just have sex and get wasted. See, I spent my whole life building this facade of neatness, but now that I know Jesus, I boast in my weakness. Because if grace is water, then the church should be an ocean. It's not a museum for good people, it's a hospital for the broken. Which means I don't have to hide my failure, I don't have to hide my sin. Because it doesn't depend on me, it depends on Him. See, because when I was God's enemy, and certainly not a fan, He looked down and said, I want that man. Which is why Jesus hated religion, and for it He called them fools. Don't you see, so much better than just following some rules? Now let me clarify. I love the church, I love the Bible, and yes, I believe in sin. But if Jesus came to your church, would they actually let Him in? See, remember, He was called a glutton and a drunkard by religious men. But the Son of God never supports self-righteousness, not now, not then. Now back to the point, one thing is vital to mention. How Jesus and religion are on opposite spectrums. See, one's the work of God, but one's a man-made invention. See, one is the cure, but the other's the infection. See, because religion says do. Jesus says done. Religion says slave. Jesus says son. Religion puts you in bondage, while Jesus sets you free. Religion makes you blind, but Jesus makes you see. And that's why religion and Jesus are two different claims. Religion is man searching for God. Christianity is God searching for man. Which is why salvation is freely mine, and forgiveness is my own. Not based on my merits, but Jesus' obedience alone. Because He took the crown of thorns and the blood dripped down His face. He took what we all deserve. I guess that's why you call it grace. And while being murdered, He yelled, Father, forgive them. They know not what they do. Because when He was dangling on that cross, He was thinking of you. And He absorbed all your sin, and He buried it in the tomb, which is why I'm kneeling at the cross saying, come on, there's room. So for religion, no, I hate it. In fact, I literally resent it. Because when Jesus said, it is finished, I believe He meant it.
Unstable in my mind, no, I Forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those that trespass against us. Although them again we will never, never, never trust. Them don't know what they do. They go to yai while I'm sticking like glue. Blinking green while they're plotting for you.
read in the paper the other day about a preacher who fell from grace. He begged the church for forgiveness. He realized he made a mistake. And some folks left the church and said, he's supposed to be a man of the cloth. See, they forgot he was the same man that prayed for them when they were lost. So glad God is not like man. He won't throw you away after you've done wrong, but I'll pick you up and step you off and put you back where you belong. God didn't give up on me. I'm so glad. On my soul, yeah. It was God, yeah, that didn't give up. Listen, now it's easy to point the finger when the spotlight's not on you. Well, and we would be surprised what we see if the truth come out on you. And you need to show a little mercy and grace for somebody else, and take your foot off your brother and consider yourself. I'm glad God is not like man. When you're done wrong, he will pick you up, put you back where you belong.
You're tuning into the Rainbow Morning Rush with Kel. It is 31 minutes after the hour. I'd like to thank everyone for joining us this morning. It's time for us to acknowledge the one that's celebrating birthdays today. We wish you a happy birthday and a great and marvelous celebration today. Also, if you're celebrating an anniversary, a new marriage announcement, or an engagement, we congratulate you on that also. At this time, we're going to do our birthday song for the one that's celebrating birthday today. And next song you hear will be coming from Kelly Price. You tune into the Rainbow Voice Network, where we deliver distinct variety with this smooth flow.
Happy birthday. There's a hole in my heart. My soul is bleeding. I need to free my mind. Empty world. Guilty feeling.
Tired
of the broken dreams.
Tired
of the poor.
Oh,
tired of the baby mama.
Tired
of the ghetto drama.
Tired
of the back and forth.
Tired
of in and out of the
the road. Oh, to somebody and tell them 99 and a half won't do. Come on, come on.
No! It's a simple song. And step to me, said, how can you smile when your world is crumbling down? I said, here's my secret. When I wanna cry, I take a look around and I see that I'm getting by, and I hold on.
Hold on.
Change is coming.
Change is coming.
Hold on.
Hold on.
Don't you worry.
After the hour, I'd like to come and thank everyone for joining us this morning. It's time for us to have our comedy break. Our featured comedian this morning is Jamie Foxx.
Church at it. Oh, yeah. Oh. Oh, oh. You ever hear that dude with that voice? Oh, glory. Sound like he broke two ribs. Offer right there. Am I right? They always put. Y'all reached in y'all pocket when I did it. Didn't you? And they come right out of preaching. That's how they get you to give. They come right out of preaching and go right into that. God is good. God is great. Ah! Reach in your pocket to give me all your money, please. Why I know I'm gonna be all right. And I got some people from my hometown right in here tonight, from Terrell, Texas. They keep me grounded. That's what these people need. When I was talking all that stuff, they don't have nobody in their family or somebody to just, you know, tell them what they need to do. I got somebody. Yeah, man. My grandmother's 94 years old. Keep on living, keep on living. But the thing about it, when I had, you know, people over at the house, like girls and stuff, I couldn't sing no worldly songs. They had to be spiritual. Or it had to be off of TV. So what I would do is I had a girl over, I would switch it up, take a song off of TV and make it sound good enough to make love to. Even if the song was, here's a story. Bringing up three very lovely girls, all of them had her a gold, like the mother, the youngest one in color. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Till the one day with the lady met this fellow. How you doing? How you doing? And they knew they were much more than a house. Well, it's true, it must somehow form a family. I hate playing. That's the way we overcame the Brady Bunch. The Brady Bunch. The Brady Bunch. Oh, oh. Then you break it down like baby face. Because you know baby face, you break it down like, that's the baby wheel that came up the pretty face. And I love the big bunch of big, big bunch of feet. Don't lift the big feet, don't lift the big sun, don't lift the big sun. Or you could break it down like Luther, okay. Because, you know, Luther break it down like, Brady Bunch, I said it.
bunch, Brady bunch, it's driving me crazy to think that Miss Brady. Or what if it was Prince? Because, you know, Prince would break it down like...
Change don't come. Oh, yes, we will. Yeah. Father,
nobody but you are.
and I'll play. It's shifting the atmosphere till the heavens are open. This crazy shifting, shifting, shifting the atmosphere for breakthrough and healing. Our worship is shifting, shifting, shifting the atmosphere. It's moving and it's breaking. Shifting the atmosphere. Every yoke is destroyed. Every chain is broken. This worship is shifting the atmosphere. It's moving. It's breaking.
Welcome to the Rainbow Voice Network News. I am Kel Marvette reporting.
First news is coming from the Smithsonian. The Smithsonian expands collection of LGBT artifacts, including Will and Grace props, original trans flag. The National Museum of American History, part of the Smithsonian complex, is expanding its collection of artifacts relating to LGBT history. Creators of It Will and Grace, the groundbreaking and highly successful TV show that depicted gay people as people and not merely tokens, donated a number of props and other trinkets from the show to kickstart the new museum's collection. Those contributions included scripts, casting ideas, political memorabilia, and a few props from the show itself. Other new additions to the collection included the diplomatic passport of David Huberner, the first openly gay U.S. Ambassador confirmed by the Senate, trans tennis player Renee Richards' racket, and the original transgender pride flag. In other news, we have news in reference to the a Mississippi couple faced death threats for participating in a lesbian documentary. A same-sex couple in Laurel, Mississippi, feared for their lives after appearing in an LGBT documentary. Brandon Deer and Susan Magum starred in a Showtime documentary called The L Word, Mississippi, Hate the Sin, about gay women living in the conservative South. About a week after the documentary aired, a man called their Google phone line and threatened to kill and rape them because of their sexual orientation. They contacted the police, but the phone number was blocked, so local authorities have not been able to identify a suspect. Now the couple are considering reaching out to the FBI. In other news, we have news in reference to the in loving memory of Riley Matthew McCartell, a transgender 17-year-old from Philadelphia who died by suicide this week. His parents say he had been suffering from depression for 5 years and struggled with deciding whether to go to college, failed relationships, and difficulty around his gender identity. This is a chilling reminder that trans people have exponentially higher rates of depression and suicide than cis people. We must all do better to make sure everyone has access to mental health resources and affirming support, no matter who they are, where they are from, or how they identify. And if you are someone you know needs help, please call the Trevor Project Lifeline, that's for ages 24 or younger, at 1-866-488-7386. That's 1-866-488-7386, or the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline at 1-800-273-8255. That's 1-800-273-8255. And always know that you are not alone in this ordeal. We'd like to thank you for joining us for the Rainbow Voice Network News. We're going to return back to our for regular programming.
Thank you, Jesus.
Let your glory fill this place. Let your all-consuming fire fill this tabernacle and purify our hearts. In this place, want you to breathe new life within us, send a refreshing love, purify our hearts. Let your glory fill,
let your glory fill this place,
let your all consuming fire.
Lord,
breathe on your people tonight.
Cloudy days, they're all Sometimes our ways get mighty dark. We need the Lord to come into our hearts. So many times we've been burdened to the place where we didn't know what to do. But oftentimes when those times come in my life, I remember the song that the old Dr. Watts chorus used to sing in the little wooden church on the hill. They used to sound like this.
To a meeting one Tuesday and while I was sitting there on the morning bed, I heard something whisper in my ear and say, let us down. You can lay your head when the storms of life are raging. You can lay your head when the enemy's all around you. You can lay your head. Wind my soul was revived. And right now, I live in him. And when the devil gets after me and dark clouds cover my sky, I steal away in my secret closet and I get down on my knees and I lift my eyes to the hills from whence cometh my help. And I lift my hand and say, let it shine.
Good morning, everyone, and thank you for joining us for the Rainbow Morning Rush with Kel. Be sure to join us each and every Monday and Tuesday morning from 6 a.m. Eastern Standard Time to 8 a.m. Eastern Standard Time for this broadcast. We wish you a great and marvelous day. God bless.